Winter has returned to Wisconsin. The Milwaukee Bucks dropped their first postseason game yesterday. Giannis Antetokounmpo was injured as well. And outside the stadium, enhanced safety measures are in place designed to keep fans safe for the playoff run. It's Monday, April 17th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Danielle Kading reports on the future of nuclear power in the state. And Joe Schultz has a story about the difficulties rural communities are facing in taking advantage of federal clean energy initiatives. Stay with us.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first-ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
Record heat and a series of wildfires from last week gave way to mid-April rain and snow in parts of Wisconsin over the weekend. Snow has been falling at more than an inch an hour overnight in some parts of the state. The National Weather Service says a blizzard warning was in effect for the northern tip of the state. A winter storm warning and winter weather advisory are in place for parts of the western half of Wisconsin until about mid-morning Monday, and flood warnings are in effect for parts of the state as well. Red flag warnings were in place last week for parts of the state. The Department of Natural Resources said Friday that there were nearly 100 wildfires in the state last week. The largest wildfire, the Arcadia Fire, burned about 3,000 acres of land on Fort McCoy in Monroe and Jackson counties. Ford officials announced Friday the fire was 100% extinguished and that evacuations of people who lived in the area were canceled. No injuries were reported in the Arcadia Fire, but the DNR did report three structures were damaged and one shed was lost. The Milwaukee Bucks lost the first game of the NBA playoffs last night after Giannis Antetokounmpo left the game early with a back contusion. The Miami Heat won the game 130-117. Rob Menser has more.
The Bucks entered the playoffs as the league's top seed, but they struggled against 8-seeded Miami, who led virtually the entire game. Most concerning to Bucks fans was Antetokounmpo's back injury. In a post-game press conference, coach Mike Budenholzer said x-rays were clear, but the team doesn't know whether Antetokounmpo will miss more time.
We have to wait and see what the doctors say, you know, most importantly what Giannis says. Certainly we've been blessed with him being incredibly resilient and quick to heal, but you know, you just got to take it day by day.
The next game in the best of seven series is Wednesday evening. The Heat also had an injury Sunday. Wisconsin native Tyler Hero left the game with a broken hand. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.
State and federal officials say nuclear power will play a key role in meeting carbon reduction goals to fight climate change. Danielle Kading reports few retractors have been built for decades in the wake of nuclear accidents.
The state's clean energy plan released last year by Governor Tony Evers said Wisconsin should explore new nuclear power. Wisconsin currently has only one operating nuclear plant, but that could change. Dairyland Power Cooperative Executive Jeremy Browning said small modular reactors could be a safe source of energy. He says their goal is to do a study this year to identify a suitable site.
Your objective there is to find a place that is the most economically viable and safe to build the facility.
Browning says a recent federal report identified five retired coal plant sites in Wisconsin that could host a facility. Nuclear accounts for 16% of power generated in the state. It's considered a carbon-free source of electricity, but questions remain over construction costs and waste storage. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Republican congressman from Wisconsin says the state should add exceptions to its law that bans most abortions. During an interview with WSAU Radio last week, Congressman Derek Van Orden of Prairie du Chien said that while he strongly opposes abortion on moral grounds, compromise is needed.
We need to get our stuff together as Republicans and work to make sure that we can stem this tide. The country is going in the wrong direction.
Van Orden called for carve-outs in Wisconsin law in cases of rape or incest. He also said that allowing abortions up to the 15th week of a pregnancy should be discussed. Earlier this month, liberals won a major victory in Wisconsin's Supreme Court race, where the debate over abortion featured prominently. Democrats called Van Orden a flip-flopper for his remarks. And finally, the Inflation Reduction Act provides historic clean energy initiatives to local governments across the country. But as Joe Schultz reports, taking advantage of those opportunities is often difficult for Wisconsin's rural communities.
Beyond incentives for renewable energy projects and electric vehicles, the law also includes grant opportunities aimed at addressing climate change. But rural cities, towns, and villages often struggle to compete for federal grants. Tony Herkert is with the League of Wisconsin Municipalities.
There are communities where you have very slim administrative staffs and then part-time chief executives where they just can't put together the resources in order to apply.
Many of the Inflation Reduction Act's grant programs will be administered through the state, but they're still waiting on guidance from federal agencies. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review to let us know how we're doing. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.